This scripture meditation is based on the walking on the water. Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. Then he made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side, toward Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on the shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified, but at once he spoke with them. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. Imagine yourself in that scene. You are one of the disciples. And Jesus makes you get into the boat and precede him to the other side, toward Bethsaida. What do you feel like when he makes you get into the boat? Are you apprehensive? Are you excited? Are you afraid? Try to place yourself in that scene. Imagine being there on the Sea of Galilee with the other disciples and the commotion. And the insecurity, realizing that Jesus is asking you to get into the boat. Try to picture yourself there, the rocking of the boat on the water, the waves gently tumbling in to the shore. You look around at the beauty of the sea. You smell the smell of fish in the sea. You feel the water. And as you climb into the boat, you feel that you're no longer on stable ground. It begins to rock. You can hear the creaking of the wood and the lapping of the water against the boat. And as you look around at each disciple's face, they all convey a different emotion. Some of them are very peaceful. Some are excited. Some are afraid. Some are anxious. Some are preoccupied and not even paying attention. What are you feeling right now as you get into the boat? And then Jesus dismisses the crowd. So after all this commotion, all the people that are there watching you get into the boat, you see Jesus go over to the crowd and dismiss them, and the crowd begins to depart. And Jesus comes up to the boat, and he looks at you, and he tells you that he is going to go off and pray for a while. And he gives the boat a gentle push and pushes you off into the water. And you watch as he goes off to the mountain to pray. The sun sets and it is evening. And at this point, the boat was far out on the sea. Jesus was alone on the shore. and he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. So imagine yourself out in the boat. It's dark. You can't see Jesus. And the wind picks up so strongly, you can hear it whipping. You can feel the spray from the water beating against your face. You try to row uncontrollably and without any direction, feeling like you're not getting anywhere or making any progress or having any direction to where you're going, almost in a state of panic. Imagine now the different things in your life that are outside of your control. Imagine all these things in your life are like the waves crashing upon you. Imagine your life is like an image of you being in that boat, unable to control it, unable to steer it, unable to guide it, and you can't see Jesus. And the wind is against you, and it feels like life is against you, and you're completely and utterly helpless. And the fourth watch of the night is the darkest time. Jesus meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. So imagine you're in that darkness, you're on the boat, you're with the waves and the storm, and you look out and you see what appears to be a ghost walking on the water. It's an image of transparency. There's something there, someone there you can't quite make out. It doesn't seem to be a person. You can't imagine it's a person. And you're terrified. But at once, you hear the voice of Jesus, a voice you know so well. And he says to you, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And at the moment you hear his voice, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid," your fear completely subsides. His word has so much effect on you. If you just hear his voice, you are immediately comforted and assured. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then watch as he gets into the boat with you. He walks over on the water, places one foot into the boat, and the wind dies down. He gets all the way into the boat, and you look around, and the disciples are completely astonished. You can see the look on their faces of how surprised they are. They had not understood the incident of the loaves, the miracle that God had worked, and the power that Jesus has over nature. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. And you realize that your heart right now was hardened. That for that little bit of time, and maybe in your life right now, you had lost the faith. You had let your heart grow hardened to the ability for Jesus to control not only all of nature, but everything in your life. You look at him as he gets into the boat, and he speaks the words to you, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid," and all of a sudden everything is calm. The water is calm, your heart is calm, your mind is calm, your life is calm, and Jesus is in the boat with you. You don't have to paddle anymore. You don't have to try to direct yourself anymore. You don't have to try to figure anything out anymore, because you know that he is with you. And you know that he will take control, that he will take charge. Spend a few moments now in silence and continue to meditate upon whatever image brought you comfort, whatever image was most vivid to you when you most felt or experienced Jesus really present to you. Meditate upon that in silence. Take a few moments now to journal your experience. Write down especially what was most vivid for you, when you most felt or experienced some movement of God, where Jesus seemed very real to you, where your senses and imagination came alive. This was a real experience with Jesus. And this experience of Jesus calming the sea can calm the sea in your own life. So journal whatever it is that you may be upset by in life right now, and let Jesus bring calm to you.